AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A senior Trump administration official says the Pentagon wants another $200 billion for the war in Iran. President Trump is defending the request to Congress.
We're asking for a lot of reasons beyond even what we're talking about in Iran. This is a very volatile world, and the military equipment, the power of some of this weaponry is unthinkable. You don't even want to know about it.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats want to end the war.
To end the fact that billions of dollars have already been spent, perhaps up to $2 billion a day, to drop bombs in the Middle East.
Israel's energy minister says after the latest Iran missile barrage, the electricity grid in northern Israel sustained some damage. Israeli media shows images of black smoke rising from an oil refinery in the northern city of Haifa. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen is a step closer to becoming President Trump's leader of the Department of Homeland Security. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A Senate panel has narrowly advanced Mullen's nomination to the full chamber.
Senator Paul.
No.
Though GOP Chairman Rand Paul voted against Mullen. That was after yesterday's heated confirmation hearing, where Paul noted Mullen said he understood why a neighbor assaulted Paul over a dispute.
I just wonder if someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead an agency that has struggled to accept limits to the proper use of force.
Mullen pushed back.
So for you to say, I'm a liar, sir? That's not accurate.
The full Senate could vote to confirm Mullen as Kristi Noem's successor next week. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Belarus has released 250 political prisoners in a deal with the U.S. to lift some sanctions. The price of oil briefly reached $119 a barrel. This is AP News. The AP's Haya Punjwani reports a rapper has won a lawsuit in Ohio.
Grammy-nominated rapper Afro Man has won his lawsuit against law enforcement over mocking their 2022 raid in viral music videos.
We get it! Freedom of speech! Right on! Right on!
The 51-year-old Afro Man, born Joseph Foreman, celebrated his win on social media in a defamation lawsuit filed by 7 Ohio sheriff's deputies. They sued him over music videos that used home security footage to mock them over a 2022 raid of his home. They showed rifle-wielding deputies busting down his door, searching his shoes, and eyeing a cake on the kitchen table, inspiring the song Lemon Pound Cake.
Lemon Pound Cake. Trending on TikTok.
The Adams County deputies say they were publicly harassed over the videos. Afro Man says the verdict is a win for free speech rights. I'm Haya Punjwani.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardy Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardy Alliance today.